Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Here he is. Usually you get him on Monday. We're off on Monday. Tuesday was a travel day for him, so we had to coordinate. We compromised. We said, how about Thursday? We're all getting together now. Good morning, Santana. How are you?
Good morning. You get a nice Thursday dose of me, huh?
Nice Thursday dose, yeah.
Well, the season...
Yeah, there we go. But the season does start tonight, so we're really...
Very...
Very timely.
Yes.
Yeah, right on time. It's all for the real now. The big season gets going underway tonight. Who plays tonight on Thursday?
Patriots and Chiefs will be your national game this evening in Foxborough.
The Chiefs are interesting, you know, them and Andy Reid. So it's going to be a great game to watch.
Andy Reid is one of those coaches that I just don't see as a Super Bowl winning coach. I mean, he has good teams during the regular season, but it just feels like he doesn't have, I don't know, whatever it takes to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't put it together yet, but he, like I said, he'll find a way. He doesn't make excuses. You know, I love Andy because he does not make excuses when it comes to injuries or competition or whatnot. He loves to go into a room and say, okay, this is what I got, and this is how I'm going to make it work.
How do you like Bill Belichick?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm not a New England fan, of course, but he's one of those guys that he's the best of the best, without a doubt. And what I like about Bill Belichick is his adjustment. You know, when you watch inside the game or whatever happens, whatever's happened to them offensively or defensively to hurt them, their halftime adjustments are second to none as far as being able to fix it.
Andy Reid is one of the last assistants to Mike Holmgren still with a head coaching job, isn't he? Who else would there be? Mariucci is out. Rhodes is out. Marty Morningwig, John Gruden.
Gruden out. He's in the booth. I think Gruden could jump back at any time, though, couldn't he, Santana?
Yeah. So how long does that last? Is it only coaches? Because then I would say somebody like Edgar Bennett that played for Holmgren is still part of his tree, or does it not go like that?
That is still part of his tree, but that's a player. I'm just counting coaches.
Yeah, because that coach, that your assistant coach's picture with Holmgren one year was just loaded with guys who would eventually get head coaching jobs.
Yeah, it's kind of that way. I mean, even down here at the Texans, you got Bill O'Brien, who was a quarterback coach for maybe one, two seasons in New England with Belichick, and he gets a head coaching job. So, you know, NFL loves success, and they love copycats. So if one team's winning and one team's winning consistently, they're going to cherry pick those coaches.
Well, Andy Reid has assistant coaches that are head coaches now.
He does?
So, oh, sure.
Oh,
or yeah, were.
Like Doug Peterson, right? He was on Andy
Doug
Reed's
Peterson staff, was
head coach in Philadelphia.
Right. Brad Childress had been a head coach. John Harbaugh.
Well, there you go.
Ron Rivera.
Wow. Yeah, that's quite a list. That's as
so
good
that
as the
makes
Holmgren,
Holmgren
list.
Their grandfather, right?
Yeah. Mike will be the grandpapa.
Right. He's Bumpa coach.
So the Packers open up on Sunday. They get the Seahawks in Green Bay, 3:25 kickoff, blah, blah, blah. The buildup will all be there. And it's, as you said earlier, all for reals now.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Seattle has been part of the arch nemesis to the Packers the last four or five seasons at least. So it's going to be great to jump right into the pot of the boiling water and see what we have. I'm glad that game's at home. But it's going to be great to sit down in front of the couch and watch that one. It'll be a good one.
Who gets out quicker when the season starts, traditionally, defenses or offenses?
It's typically defenses and running games are more consistent early in the season. But that being said, we talked about this a little bit last week or before, a couple of weeks before, the tackling with the lack of practice and padded practices, to me, is more atrocious the first two, three games of the season. So typically I would say defenses, you know, start out the season stronger. But what I've seen over the last couple of seasons is because of the lack of padded practices, that most defenses are a little bit slower in coming up to speed the first two, three games of the year.
All right, let's run this out there, too. It looks like Thomas Rawls might be questionable for Sunday. So the Packers may see a whole lot of Eddie Lacy. How does that go when you're facing a guy that 6 months ago was your guy? He was your running back. Well, he was hurt. It was really Ty Montgomery, but it's his first game not as a Packer.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the whole Eddie Lacy situation is going to be interesting. You know, well, first of all, Seattle is a heavy run team. And Eddie Lacy, that being his first game, that should really not even be the side note, but be the caption of the game, because I'm sure they're going to want to run him 20 to 30 times.
Really?
And even running him 20, 30 times in the game keeps Aaron Rodgers on the sidelines. So that's going to be an interesting matchup going into this week.
Has anyone heard anything about him picking up a little speed or losing weight or anything like that?
I was told that he had a couple of incentives just to stay under a certain weight.
Oh,
I'm not sure if it happened yet, but I'm sure, you know, we know Eddie is trumping us a bit to get back to Lambeau Field and, you know, run a ball against a bunch of his old buddies.
Sure.
Yeah, we know Eddie loves the gummy worms.
Game of his career.
Well, he
exactly. As a matter of fact, I remember a guy by the name of Edgar Bennett when he went to Chicago.
No.
You know, Edgar and the defensive line, for some reason, the defensive lineman and running backs and fullbacks always get along and work out together. So Edgar, myself, and Gilbert were best of friends. And I recall him a lot of – he never talked, first of all, but there was a lot of trash talking before the game. And he broke out the first run and went about 40, 45 yards the first time he touched the ball. But then after that, he averaged about 4 yards for the rest of the game. Or not averaged 4 yards. He probably got about maybe another 4 to 10 yards the rest of the game. But we still laugh about that when we see each other.
Eddie Lacy might not even be the best runner in that backfield. You got to take Russell Wilson into account. I mean, that guy. How do you contain him?
Yeah, well, you know, Russell is great. What Russell is good at is not taking a negative, not making a negative play. He is very outstanding at. Again, they want to run the ball and then they want to go use play action, but if either one of those aren't working for Russell, he's great at tucking that ball and just keeping the chains moving forward. So you really want to limit him, kind of keep him in the box and not make the availability for him to run or scramble. And a lot of times a quarterback that I want to say he may be 5'9", 5'10", he gets lost in the fray, but you got to make sure you keep your head on the swivel and keep eyes on Russell Wilson.
All right. How's Houston?
Man, it's rebounding. It's rebounding. We got great weather today, so it's great to clean up your house weather. It'll be 70 degrees today.
Yeah.
We visited a bunch of centers yesterday, about 3 centers. There is a lack of cleaning supplies. You got a lot of families that are trying to get back in their homes, but not only they can't get the Clorox, they can't get the mops, the brooms, because all that is washed away and off of the shelves. So there's a real lack of cleaning supplies for people to clean up their houses. But beyond that, I mean, the only thing that's probably not making national news is the traffic, which we talked about. I mean, yesterday, a trip that took me, it typically takes me 15 minutes, 20 minutes, took me all of 2.5 hours to get not even across town. And that's the main reason is because the city's cut off because of the bayous that are flooding or overflowed.
Is electricity restored for everyone? Does everyone have water? Is there trash pickup, police, fire, everything?
Well, trash pickup is behind, of course, because, you know, you've got certain areas. Basically, you got about 30,000, 35,000 homes that are totally lost. And then you've got 150,000 structures that have been harmed in some way. So you got areas that are rows and rows of the whole house, and the couch and tables and everything else is on the curb.
Yeah.
Trash pickup is behind, but that being said, I believe in the news last night they were bringing over truck crews or trash cleanup from San Antonio and a couple of other cities over in Central Texas to help clean up the mess. So It's going to be a long process. It's going to be a long, steady process, but it'll happen. It'll get cleaned up, I'm sure.
And now Florida, who a week and a half ago watched you guys.
Don't forget about
– miles an hour?
Yeah, it's the biggest storm from the Atlantic ever, I guess. I just – you know, don't forget about the people of Houston. Florida's going to take a beating, and that's going to be the next thing that has everyone's attention. But, you know, you guys still.
Houston still needs help,
Yeah, definitely. Just the immediate needs, like I said, is cleaning supplies and then, you know, getting people back into their homes. And folks are ready to work. You know, the volunteer committees have been all over the city. So it's going to happen. And like I said, it sounds like we'll have a great weekend down here to be able to help clean up people's in our neighbors' homes.
All right, Santana, we got to go.
All right, fellas, go Pack.
All right, we'll talk about it on Monday.
Talk to you guys Monday. Be good.
Santana Dodson, usually get them on Mondays.